With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Coast Guard officer is accused of plotting acts of terrorism on U.S. soil.
A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested on gun and drug charges last week is suspected of being a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors allege in court papers that Christopher Paul Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had an apparent hit list that named, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. According to court papers, federal agents found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. They also found more than 30 bottles labeled as human growth hormone. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Later today, veteran Washington political operative Roger Stone will face a federal judge whose picture he posted on Instagram with the crosshairs of a gun drawn behind her head. Stone later apologized, but the action could jeopardize his ability to stay out of jail as he awaits trial. The long-running Russia investigation could wrap up soon, perhaps as early as next week, according to a couple of the cable networks, quoting sources familiar with the special counsel's Russia probe. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is unloading on former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe for suggesting that the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey may have been a criminal act.
Well, I think Andrew McCabe has made a fool out of himself over the last couple of days, and he really looks to me like sort of a poor man's J. Edgar Hoover. I think he's a disaster.
Mr. Trump calling McCabe a disgraced man. Catholic Church leaders attending a Vatican summit on preventing clergy sex abuse have heard videotaped testimony from victims speaking of the trauma of their abuse and the cruel indifference shown to them by bishops and religious superiors. Wall Street, Dow futures up 17 points. S&P futures 1 point higher. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church's top legislative assembly convened Sunday for a high-stakes three-day session.
The meeting will likely determine whether America's second-largest Protestant denomination will fracture due to divisions over so-called same-sex marriage and the ordination of homosexual clergy. The church's law books technically forbids the unbiblical marriages and homosexual clergy serving in the ministry, but enforcement has been inconsistent. The UMC policy book states that, quote, the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. One of the proposed plans endorsed by the UMC's Council of Bishops would remove that language from the church's law book. Patrick Foss reporting.
A South Dakota House panel endorsing a measure that would add clergy to the list of mandatory reporters of child abuse states House Judiciary Committee in a 9-3 vote, sending the bill to the chamber's floor. The bill's sponsor, Democrat Aaron Healy, says a measure would strengthen protections for children while maintaining respect for religious doctrines and practices. This is SRN News. Fed policymakers taking note of increased threats to the U.S. economy, opting for patience, their most recent session.
Minutes of last month's Fed meeting show policymakers discussed the adverse effects of the government shutdown, rising trade tensions, and other threats to U.S. growth as they opted to emphasize they would be patient in raising interest rates. That approach, they felt, would give them more time to assess the economic impact of President Trump's trade battles with China and other countries, as well as the severity of a developing slowdown in global growth. Fed officials also expressed a sense that further rate hikes might only be needed if inflation were to accelerate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 81 people have died in a massive fire. It raced through densely packed buildings in a centuries-old shopping district in the capital of Bangladesh. Authorities say many of the victims were trapped and were burned beyond recognition. More details at SRNNews.com.